Welcome to MTV Somali Channel's nightly news bulletin. If you're new to us, please don't forget to subscribe in order not to miss out on our brand new nightly news round in Somalia. In today's headline, Roble and representatives of the international community meet for election briefing. Somali government seeks opposition leaders' help in demilitarizing the capital. 3 people killed in car bomb attack in Mogadishu. Hundreds of families displaced by the flooding of the River Shabelle in the Middle Shabelle region of Hirshabelle State. We start with Somali Prime Minister Mohamed Hussein Roble and representatives of the international community are meeting in the Afisiyuni tent in Mogadishu to discuss the political situation in the country. In particular, the meeting focused on the political situation in the country, elections and the facilitation of the tasks ahead for the Prime Minister's government, starting with the upcoming conference on May 20 in Mogadishu. The meeting was the first between representatives of the international community and Prime Minister Roble since he was handed over responsibility for the country's elections. The meeting also comes at a time when the Somali parliament has recently reversed its decision to extend the 2-year term, which was widely welcomed by representatives of the international community. The Somali government has sought the intervention of opposition leader and former President Sharif Sheikh Ahmed to remove security forces and armed militias from the capital Mogadishu following the easing of tensions. There was no public statement from the meeting, but sources said the city boss appealed to Sharif to support the demilitarization of the city. Hundreds of Somali National Army soldiers allied to the opposition vacated their camps in Middle Shabelle late last month and moved to Mogadishu to reinforce opposition militias who had already massed up following heightened disputes between the opposition and the government. Former Banaradir Regional Police General Sadat John and former National Intelligence Boss General Abdurrahman Tariare led another group of militias in Hodan and Karan districts respectively amid fears the city was headed for a deadly fight. The UN estimates that over 60,000 people were displaced from the city during the 2-weeks-long tensions. EU Ambassador to Somalia Nicholas Berlanga called for the removal of the forces from the city as the first step towards the resumption of electoral talks. Demilitarize Mogadishu is the priority now. Those that want to play a positive role towards elections should support PM Roble in his key tasks. Division of Mogadishu with militias or out of line of command security forces is not helping Somali people, the EU ambassador said in a tweet. Prime Minister Mohamed Roble announced this week talks between the federal government and federal member states will resume on May 20. 3 people were killed and another one injured in Mogadishu Wednesday following a car bomb attack. Sources told MTV Somali Channel that a surf car model hit an improvised explosive device in Kada district in Mogadishu, resulting in deaths and injuries. The vehicle was adversely destroyed while 3 occupants including the driver died on the spot. There was no immediate comment from the police and neither was there a claim of responsibility. The attack today adds to an increasing number of targeted car bomb attacks in Mogadishu. Hundreds of families have been displaced from the villages of Bari and Mayoko under Jofar district in Middle Shabelle region, following the flooding of the River Shabelle. The flooding of the Shabelle River has also destroyed hundreds of hectares of arable land for sesame, maize and vegetables in the area. Families living in these villages are in dire straits and are demanding immediate assistance, even though some access roads have been blocked by water. The 2 villages are on average displaced by nearly 1,500 families, who are said to be in a state of food insecurity. Meanwhile, reports indicate that the Jofar Road and airport has been cut off due to the flooding of the Shabelle River. There are fears that the cost of living will increase as the floods could lead to a reduction in the supply of essential food items to the area. That's it for our nightly news roundup. Don't forget to subscribe in order to not miss more bulletins from Somalia.